What I just told you so far can be found in other books, too. So now I will tell you something about L. Ron Hubbard and his Church of Scientology, which you won't find in any other book on this planet. The so-called auditing techniques of Hubbard are a very handy way to regress somebody into his past as well as into his past lives. So Hubbard was very busily regressing thousands and thousands of people further and further back into their past lives, and he discovered the same strange incident in all of his clients. This happened absolutely independently from all the other sources I mentioned so far. He discovered information stored in every client's subconscious and came up with the exact same story on every client. In the constellation Pegasus, there is a solar system called Markab, a sun surrounded by seven planets. But the sun is going to die. So the humanoid Markabians, who, in our terms, would be evil in nature, looked about for another planet to move to. Well, having good taste, they finally decided to take the planet Earth. But there were people on this planet who were in the way for them to settle down here with all their people. But on the other hand, these people could be used as slaves, freeing the Markabians from having to work. So they made up a plan and contacted one race down here, with whom they made a deal that, if they would help them to undermine every nation and take them over silently, they would make them the ruling people of Earth. Well, guess which people the Markabian made the deal with? Bingo. The Hebrews. L. Ron Hubbard found out what the Sumerian records, the Gilgamesh epic, the Christian Bible and other books describe as well, that Markabian godlike beings came down from heaven with flying saucers. The ancient people, not knowing about machines, described them as something they could relate to, a flying cloud or a flying wheel that came from heaven with noise and steam, or the eye of God. Surely it must be an accident that the eye on the Illuminati sign on the $1 bill has the shape of a saucer? Hubbard found out who El Shaddai was and still is, the extraterrestrial race that made the original deal with the Hebrews. And from then on, this was taught in the Scientology Church, from the grade OT3 in the hierarchy upwards. You think this is nonsense? Then read the following sentences carefully. If this was nonsensical, nothing more would have happened besides some ridiculing or sneering. But you will always recognize by the severity something is treated with whether it is in somebody's way. Of course, because a Jewish Illuminati and the Hebrew Blood Alliance, the descendants of those Hebrews who had made the deal with the Markabians, another secret lodge, soon found out about Hubbard's discovery, but his organization was already too powerful to fight. So the ruling Khazar Illuminati started, as the Markabians told them to, already in the Old Testament, undermining and infiltrating the organization and taking it over. So guess what happened? In 1981, the complete Church of Scientology in every nation on the planet had been bought by the biggest whiskey producer on Earth, the Canadian Jew Bronfman. Now you will understand why the most important people in Scientology as well as all the original founders had left the church at that time. Because since then the Church of Scientology is a Jewish Illuminati organization. Surprised? I got this information from the founder of Scientology in Germany, as well as from people in the US who worked with Hubbard until he died. These people do not wish to be named, as they have a difficult life already. Does all this make sense? 165. H. Whether or not that makes sense is possibly beside the point. It is, however, the reason that people, agents if you will, from that SOAC took over ASSK and tried to infiltrate into the George Green group, which was not even a group. They tried to get at US at every turn, but not having a group to which to attach, IT fell through the trap. Out the minute our receiver speaker was out of sight, the takeover took place. Now that is interesting, ISNTIT. This, while even the victims, targets, have not the vaguest idea they are trapped and utilized. The manipulators are shrewd, and you who get lost in your own ego trappings are easy prey. The lies give away the culprits, but the blind keep on their blindfolds to suit their own rather believe, and the wheels spin until they fall apart. H. The next chapter will be a bit tedious but is extremely valuable. I will again urge you to make sure to get copies of Dr. John Coleman's book regarding the Committee of 300, where you will find extremely shocking and interesting reading. The book itself has a fascinating birthing which we will enjoy discussing at some other time. Yes, indeed, I, hat on, saw to its birthing and publication. Every work of John Coleman is valuable to each and every one of you. WHO would be informed about your own circumstances. As you read along, you will note that these lists are neither full nor current. I recommend another book, by Galen Ross, which is far more current and updated listing of such as the CFR, etc. I don't believe, however, that IT covers the Committee of 300. Chapter 58, a list of the main known organizations of the Illuminati. John Todd, himself a former member of the Council of 13, describes the pyramid as follows. The seal was created on behalf of the Rothschild family. From Ayn Rand's book Atlas Shrugged we learn it had been Philip Rothschild. It is a satanic organization and the Rothschilds are at head. In this organization one can encounter Freemasons, communists and members of other groups. This organization is very widespread. It concerns finance and politics and their aim to create a unified world government. This organization will do everything necessary to have this world government come to pass, and it includes in its calculations a third world war. It calls itself Illuminati. The word means carriers of light. From Helmut Finkenstadt, Iron Generation im Band Satans, a generation under the spell of Satan. Todd, as well as Koroff, Maitreya, the coming world teacher, name the degrees as follows. The all-seeing eye. The eye is the eye of Lucifer. He is the leading spirit, the inner guidance. The RT, this is the Rothschild family, the Rothschild tribunal. They are seen by the Illuminati as gods in human form and their word is law. It is said that they have direct contact to Lucifer, who knows. The Council of 13, the Great Druid Council, the 13 Great Druids form the private priesthood of the Rothschilds. The Council of 33, here are the highest ranking Freemason of the politic, economic and church world. They are the elite from the Committee of 300. So say Todd and Koroff. 166, the Committee of 300. This was founded in 1729 by the black nobility through the BIC, British East India Company, to deal with international banking and trade problems and to support the opium trade. It is run by the British Crown. It comprises the entire world banking system plus the most important representatives of Western nations. Through the Committee of 300, all banks are linked to Rothschild. All the organizations following in these pages have been made by the Committee of 300. Dr. John Coleman published in his book Conspirators' Hierarchy, the Committee of 300, 290 organizations, 125 banks and 341 names of former and present members of the committee, of which I will list here but a few: Balfour, Arthur Brandt, Willie Bulwer-Lytton, Edward, author of The Coming Race, Bundy, McGeorge Bush, George, H. W. Carrington, Lord Chamberlain, Houston Stuart Constantine, House of Orange Delano, family, Frederick Delano, was on the Federal Reserve Board, Drake, Sir Francis DuPont, family, Forbes, John M. Frederick IX, King of Denmark, George, Lloyd Grey, Sir Edward Haig, Sir Douglas Harriman, of the Real Hohenzollern, House of House, Colonel Edward Mandel Inchcape, Lord Kissinger, Henry Lever, Sir Harold Lipman, Walter Lockhart, Bruce Loudon, Sir John Mazzini, Giuseppe Mellon, Andrew Milner, Lord Alfred Mitterrand, Francois Morgan, J.P. Norman, Montague Oppenheimer, Sir Harry Palm, Olaf Princess Beatrix Queen Elizabeth II Queen Juliana Rainier, Prince Rettinger, Joseph Rhodes, Cecil Rockefeller, David Rothmere, Lord. This was founded in 1729 by the black nobility through the BIC, British East India Company, to deal with international banking and trade problems and to support the opium trade. It is run by the British Crown. It comprises the entire world banking system plus the most important representatives of Western nations. Through the Committee of 300, all banks are linked to Rothschild. All the organizations following in these pages have been made by the Committee of 300. Dr. John Coleman published in his book Conspirators' Hierarchy, the Committee of 300, 290 organizations, 125 banks and 341 names of former and present members of the committee, of which I will list here but a few: Balfour, Arthur Brandt, Willie Bulwer-Lytton, Edward, author of The Coming Race, Bundy, McGeorge Bush, George, H. W. Carrington, Lord Chamberlain, Houston Stuart Constantine, House of Orange, Delano, family, Frederick Delano, was on the Federal Reserve Board, Drake, Sir Francis DuPont, family, Forbes, John M. Frederick IX, King of Denmark, George, Lloyd Grey, Sir Edward Haig, Sir Douglas Harriman, Averill Hohenzollern, House of House, Colonel Edward Mandel Inchcape, Lord Kissinger, Henry Lever, Sir Harold Lipman, Walter Lockhart, Bruce Loudon, Sir John Mazzini, Giuseppe Mellon, Andrew Milner, Lord Alfred Mitterrand, François Morgan, J.P. Norman, Montague Oppenheimer, Sir Harry Palm, Olaf Princess Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth II, Queen Juliana Rainier, Prince Rettinger, Joseph Rhodes, Cecil Rockefeller, David Rothmere, Lord, 167, Rothschild, Baron Edmund de Schultz, George Spellman, Cardinal Wissen Bornemisza, Baron Han Heinrich Vanderbilt, family von Finck, Baron August von Habsburg, Otto von Thurn und Taxis, Max Warburg, S. G. Warren, Earl Young, Owen so far, from Dr. Coleman. The other lodges by the Bavarian Illuminati have already been mentioned in the text. Schultz, George Spellman, Cardinal Wissen Bornemisza, Baron Han Heinrich Vanderbilt, family von Finck, Baron August von Habsburg, Otto von Thurn und Taxis, Max Warburg, S. G. Warren, Earl Young, Owen so far, from Dr. Coleman. The other lodges by the Bavarian Illuminati have already been mentioned in the text. H. Just as one aside mention, note Earl Warren being on this exclusive list. It was the Warren Commission which made the unique and impossible conclusions about John Kennedy's assassination and killer. Aren't you yet a bit nervous? Today's most successful background organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR. This was established in 1921 by the Round Table Group and is also known as the Establishment, the Invisible Government, or the Rockefeller Ministry for Foreign Relations. This semi-secret organization is today one of the most influential societies in the U.S. and its members are without exception U.S. citizens. Today the CFR exercises a tight control over the nations of the Western world, be it directly through links to similar organizations or through institutions like the World Bank, in which it holds the chair. Since the foundation of the CFR, all U.S. presidents except Ronald Reagan had been members before their election. Reagan's vice president, though, George Bush, was a member. In 1977, Bush was even director of the CFR. The CFR is controlled by the Rockefeller Syndicate and realizes the latter's goal, the One World Government. H. It is not an accident that Reagan was left out of everything possible. He was a figurehead while Bush, et al., ran the nation and set up the New World Order. Reagan was instrumental in the plan being worked out with F. Marcos of the Philippines and the securing of gold and currency around the globe, but both were betrayed when the plan was set and ready to move. This is also why Reagan was pronounced to have Alzheimer's disease, for he didn't really ever know much and couldn't, therefore, remember. But he could spill the bins about what he did not know. There is no mercy among the Satanists, readers. The innermost circle of the CFR, Order of Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones, its members call it the Order for short. To some it has been known for more than 150 years as Local 322 of a German secret society. Others call it Brotherhood of Death. The Secret Order of Skull and Bones was introduced to Yale University in 1833 by William Huntington Russell and Alfonso Taft. Russell had brought it to Yale from his student days in Germany in 1833. In 1856, the order was incorporated into the Russell Trust. Among other things, the order forms the inner circle, the elite, of the CFR. The inner circle of the Skull and Bones in turn is the Jason Society. Skull and Bones has been dominated since 1833 by the following family empires: Rockefeller, Standard Oil, Harriman, Railroad Weyerhaeuser, Timber Sloan, Retail Trade 168, Pillsbury, Flour Mills Davison, J.P. Morgan Payne, Standard Oil, and from Massachusetts, Gilman. 1638, Hingham Wadsworth, 1632, Newtown Taft, 1679, Braintree Stimson, 1631, Watertown Perkins, 1631, Boston Whitney, 1635, Watertown Phelps, 1630, Dorchester Bundy, 1635, Boston Lord, 1635, Cambridge From, Skull and Bones and the Two Faces of George Bush by Anthony C. Sutton. The entanglements of the Order of Skull and Bones have been mentioned throughout the book. The Order is also linked with Lord Milner's group, the Round Table, since the CFR was founded by it. The Round Table. Cecil Rhodes, as a member of the Committee of 300, founded the Round Table in England on February 5, 1891. Among the founding members were Stead, Lord Esher, Lord Alfred Milner, Lord Rothschild, Lord Arthur Balfour. The structure of the group was, like Hitler's SS, copied from the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order. The main objective of this group was the spreading of the British Empire across the world with English as the world language. Rhodes strove, as far as I know, really for a positive world government for the good of humanity, but the group was later infiltrated by Illuminati agents. Via the Rothschilds, the Round Table is linked with the Zionists, in the US also with the SIF, Warburg, Guggenheim, Rockefeller and Carnegie families. Later, Lord Milner took over as the head of this group, out of which came, as already mentioned, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, REIA, and the CFR. Lord Milner is also a leading member of the Committee of 300. The Institute for Advanced Study, IAS, also spawned by the Round Table, employed Robert Oppenheimer and Albert Einstein, who later developed the first atom bomb on behalf of the IAS. The German branch of the REIA and the CFR is the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Auswärtigpolitik, GAP, German Society for Foreign Policy. It was founded on March 29, 1955, as an independent and non-party association. The members discuss the problems of international politics and economics, especially of Europe. Its influence on Germany is perhaps not as strong as that of the CFR on the US, but the names of the most important members speak for themselves. List of 1981. April, Hans Hammerungen, Otto Wolf von Bangemann, Martin Birnbach, Gert, President Don Enel, Klaus von Genscher, Hans Dietrich Kaiser, Karl Merkel, Hansel Rosenthal, Philip Schmidt, Helmut Stoltenberg, Gerard Davison, J.P. Morgan Payne, Standard Oil and from Massachusetts, Gilman, 1638, Hingham Wadsworth, 1632, Newtown Taft, 1679, Braintree Stimson, 1631, Watertown Perkins, 1631, Boston Whitney, 1635, Watertown Phelps, 1630, Dorchester Bundy, 1635, Boston Lord, 1635, Cambridge From, Skull and Bones and the Two Faces of George Bush by Anthony C. Sutton. The entanglements of the Order of Skull and Bones have been mentioned throughout the book. The Order is also linked with Lord Milner's group, the Round Table, since the CFR was founded by it. The Round Table. Cecil Rhodes, as a member of the Committee of 300, founded the Round Table in England on February 5, 1891. Among the founding members were Stead, Lord Esher, Lord Alfred Milner, Lord Rothschild, Lord Arthur Balfour. The structure of the group was, like Hitler's SS, copied from the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order. The main objective of this group was the spreading of the British Empire across the world with English as the world language. Rhodes strove, as far as I know, really for a positive world government for the good of humanity, but the group was later infiltrated by Illuminati agents. Via the Rothschilds, the Round Table is linked with the Zionists, in the US also with the SIF, Warburg, Guggenheim, Rockefeller and Carnegie families. Later, Lord Milner took over as the head of this group, out of which came, as already mentioned, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, RIA, and the CFR. Lord Milner is also a leading member of the Committee of 300. The Institute for Advanced Study, IAS, also spawned by the Round Table, employed Robert Oppenheimer and Albert Einstein, who later developed the first atom bomb on behalf of the IAS. The German branch of the RIA and the CFR is the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Auswärtigpolitik, GAP, German Society for Foreign Policy. It was founded on March 29, 1955, as an independent and non-party association. The members discuss the problems of international politics and economics, especially of Europe. Its influence on Germany is perhaps not as strong as that of the CFR on the US, but the names of the most important members speak for themselves. List of 1981. April, Hans Amerongen, Otto Wolf von Bangemann, Martin Birnbach, Gert, President Donnelly, Klaus von Genscher, Hans Dietrich Kaiser, Karl Merkel, Hansel Rosenthal, Philipp Schmidt, Helmut Stoltenberg, Gerard, 169, Wagner, Wolfgang, publisher of the Europa Archive, Weizsäcker, Richard von Wisniewski, Hans-Jürgen and others. Europa Archive, Weizsäcker, Richard von Wisniewski, Hans-Jürgen and others. List of 1992, Amerongen, Otto Wolf von Donnelly, Klaus von Ingham, Bjorn Kaiser, Karl Lansdorf, Otto Graf Merkel, Hansel Ruhr, Volk Schmidt, Helmut Sussmuth, Rita Stolp, Manfred Wagner, Wolfgang Weigel, Theo ...and others taken from the lists of 1981 and 1992 of the GAP EV, Bonn. The complete membership list can also be found in Gary Allen, The Rockefeller File. It is interesting to observe that representatives of the different parties sit here at the same table to discuss things in secret, only to confront each other the very next day with the severest accusation. No comment necessary. The Bilderbergers. This secret organization was started in May 1954 at the Hotel de Bilderberg in Oosterbeek, Holland, by the Committee of 300 through Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. The Bilderbergers are a group of around 120 persons from the high finance circles of Western Europe, the US and Canada. Their main objectives, as formulated by Prince Bernhard himself, are a world government by the year 2000 and a global army through the UN. The group is also called the Invisible World Government. An advisory group composed of the Management Committee, 24 Europeans and 15 Americans, decides who will be invited to the meetings. Johannes Rothkranz writes that only persons who have proven their unwavering loyalty to the Rockefeller-Rothschild intrigue are ever invited. But not all present are initiates, they may just be representing interest groups or other personalities. Some of the more important international representatives are or were, Agnew, Giovanni, Fiat Boss Brzezinski, Zbigniew, Chairman of the Trilateral Commission and most important Rockefeller agent. Bush, George, former CIA chief, former CFR chief, former U.S. President, Committee of 300, Carrington, Lord, G.B., Committee of 300, Kissinger Associates, former NATO Chairman, Dulles, Allen, former CIA Chief, Clinton, Bill, U.S. President, CFR, Trilateral Commission, Ford, Henry de Gonzalez, Felipe, Secretary General of the Spanish Socialist Party and later Prime Minister, Jankowicz, Pter, A. Kennedy, David Kissinger, Henry, also member of Italian Peter Lodge, Luns, Joseph, former NATO Secretary General, Lord Rolf Ibsen, former President of the S.G. Warburg Group, 170, McNamara, Robert World Bank Martins, Wilfried, B. Palm, Olaf, also member of the Committee of 300, Ryu There, Walter P. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, Nelson Rothschild, Baron Edmund Tindemans, Jan, former Prime Minister of Belgium, Warburg, Eric D. Warburg, Siegmund Werner, Manfred, NATO Martins, Wilfried, B. Palm, Olaf, also member of the Committee of 300, Ryu There, Walter P. Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, Nelson Rothschild, Baron Edmund Tindemans, Jan, former Prime Minister of Belgium, Warburg, Eric D. Warburg, Siegmund Werner, Manfred, NATO, German members all were attending at least once, Ebs, Hermann Erste Bank Bar, Egon Basel, Rainer Becker, Kurt Kohler, Stad Danziger Beats, Bthold Krupp Company Berg, Fritz, BDI President Bertram, Christoph Bienkopf, Kurt Berenbach, Gert, Gap Boden, Hans C. Brandt, Willy Breyer, Max Bruhl, Birgit Droyuhand Brauutergam, Hans Otto Carstens, Karl Dahrendorf, Ralph Diethelsen, Eric Dieter, Werner H. Meisman A.G. Donnelly, Klaus von Eckerd, Felix von Emminger, Ottmar Bundesbankingham, Bjorn Erhard, Ludwig Ruller, Fritz Falkenheim, Ernst Jaehr, Gerard Gross, Herbert Hallstein, Walter Wart von Bittenfeld, H. H. Herrhausen, Alfred Deutsche Bank Hain, Rolf Kaiser, Karl Kastrup, Dieter Kiep, Walter Zlokiesinger, Kurt Georg Kohl, Helmut, 171, Copper, Hilmer Deutsche Bank Krapf, Franz Diplomat Kullmann Stumm, Knut von Lambsdorff, Otto Graf Lieverken, Paul Lowenthal, Richard Majonica, Ernst Meinert, Klaus Menn, Alexander Merkel, Hans Mertz, our Minister, Foreign Department Mommer, Karl Müller, Rudolf Müller-Armack, Alfred Bull, Karl Otto, former President of the Bundesbank Bonto, Jürgen Dresdner Bank Rietzel, Wolfgang BMW AG Rosenberg, Ludwig Ruhr, Volker Rug, Friedrich Runau, Heinz Lufthansa C. Eel, Walter Schiller, Karl Schmidt, Carlo Schmidt, Helmut Schneider, Ernst Georg Schroeder, Gerard Soll, Hans Günther Thyssen-Sommer, Theo Diest-Spittel, Hans NATO Militär Springer, Axel Sternberger, Dolph Professor for Politics Stoltenberg, Gerard Straub, Franz Joseph Tufel, Erwin Trigger, Heinrich Bundesbank Westrick, Ludger Weitzurich, Norbert Wisniewski, Hans-Jürgen Wolf von Amerongen, Otto and many more. Note, I composed this list of names from the lists by several authors, mainly foreign, without further research. Spotlight, Bilderberger Report, September 1991, Krapf, Franz Diplomat Kullmann Stumm, Knut von Lambsdorff, Otto Graf Lieverken, Paul Lowenthal, Richard Majonica, Ernst Meinert, Klaus Menn, Alexander Merkel, Hans Mertz, our Minister, Foreign Department Mommer, Karl Müller, Rudolf Müller-Armack, Alfred Bull, Karl Otto, former President of the Bundesbank Bonto, Jürgen Dresdner Bank Rietzel, Wolfgang BMW AG Rosenberg, Ludwig Ruhr, Volker Rug, Friedrich Runau, Heinz Lufthansa C. Eel, Walter Schiller, Karl Schmidt, Carlo Schmidt, Helmut Schneider, Ernst Georg Schroeder, Gerard Soll, Hans Günther Thyssen-Sommer, Theo Diest-Spittel, Hans NATO Militär Springer, Axel Sternberger, Dolph Professor for Politics Stoltenberg, Gerard Straub, Franz Joseph Tufel, Erwin Trigger, Heinrich Bundesbank Westrick, Ludger Weitzurück, Norbert Wisniewski, Hans-Jürgen Wolf von Amerongen, Otto and many more. Note, I composed this list of names from the lists by several authors, mainly foreign, without further research.